because we have some breaking news as it pertains to the St. Louis Cardinals. They have made a trade. Tom Ackerman, sports director, is in from the sports office. Tom, what do we have?
Well, it feels like this has been 2 years in the making. It hasn't been that long, but it feels like that. Nolan Arenado has been traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is a report from ESPN's Jeff Passan, although Katie Wu was the first to report that the Diamondbacks were in serious discussions to acquire Arenado. We've connected the dots with Arenado with a number of teams through the years. In fact, last year he was close to a deal with the Astros. Cardinals had a deal in place with the Astros, and he turned it down. Now they have a spot for him, Arizona. Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, told us on KMOX that they were looking for a fit for Arenado and for them. He was very transparent about that with us. He told us that they were looking for a spot for him, that the two sides had talked this through, and that the best move forward was to find him a new team. And they have acquired a pitcher. Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch is reporting that it is right-handed pitcher Jack Martinez, and the Cardinals are trading Nolan Arenado and, as you can imagine, a pretty sizable amount of cash to the Diamondbacks for Martinez. We'll have much more on this during the Gas House Gang. Why the cash? Obviously, Arenado makes a lot of money, and so part of this deal would be to unload some of his salary to the Diamondbacks so that they can make this deal worthwhile for both sides. So we'll have much more. Gas House Gang's coming up at the top of the hour. I'm sure we've been waiting a long time to talk about
it. I kind of thought this. I was starting to think maybe we'll get to spring training and he's still on the roster, but they made the deal. So Tom, Bernie Miklas, you, me, we will be on. Also, the Giants are apparently, according to Passan, really aggressively pursuing Brendan Donovan, too.
Yeah, they're pursuing a second baseman. So they're looking at Nico Hoerner of the Cubs and Brendan Donovan. They're trying to get a deal done. The Giants would have a stellar infield if they could get either of those two, and that's what they're trying to do. And obviously this has an effect on a lot of different things that the Cardinals will do from here on out. It opens up a few things, too. So we'll sort all of that out for you. Don't go anywhere. Noon. Gas House Gang, the Arenado trade will be broken down.
That's right. Gas House Gang in about 19 minutes.
You know,
so thanks, Tom.
I remember when Tom Ackerman announced that we got Nolan Arenado. I remember where I was.
Where were you?
Finishing up a run in Forest Park and walking to the DeMunn Caldies listening to KMOX. And I heard Tom Ackerman make the announcement.
Wow. How about that?
And now you're making the announcement that he's gone.
I remember where I was when we learned that Scott Rolen was traded to the Cardinals. Yeah. Bernie Miklas and I, along with Bob Nightingale, Bob helped us break that one, USA Today, on the air. I was at Rams training camp, of all places, doing Cardinals news. So, yeah, this is a big trade. And, you know, we'll go through it all in the Gas House Gang, but this is a guy who's going to be in Cooperstown. It has been a pleasure to see him play for the St. Louis Cardinals, but as we all know, there are reasons for this. The Cardinals are trying to get younger, and Arenado wants to go win a world championship, and the Cardinals are not in a position at the moment to do that, and the Diamondbacks, he must feel, are in a better spot.
Thank you, Tom.